Okay, part two. That was a microphone check. Hi, my name is Julia Kim. I am 36 years old. Today is Tuesday, November 21st, and I'm speaking with Chul Hyung Kim, who is my father. We're recording this in Glenview, Illinois, and it's just before Thanksgiving. Dad, can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
My great-great-parents is they were North Korea when I was like a baby, so only I remember my mother's the mom, because I was so young, so I don't remember the father's side. I think they are still living those. I think they are North Korea, so maybe their family, like my age, still live in the North Korea. I think that's it.
Do you remember anything about your grandmother? Do you have any memories?
Sure, yeah. When I was in like Kaesong, North Korea, she always take care of me until Korean War broke down. Then we separate. Then we come to all the way Seoul, then Busan and Mokpo and the Jeju Island. Then we get together Jeju Island. Then she passed away from Jeju Island. Still I remember that.
Your grandmother or your mother?
Grandmother from Jeju Island.
Where were your parents born and where did you grow up in North Korea?
I grew up in Hwanghae-do.
Hwanghae-do?
Yeah, Hwanghae-do. It's in North
Hwanghae-do?
Korea.
Hwanghae-do?
Hwanghae-do. Hwanghae-do, Jaerong. Jaerong is like a city.
It's a city, so it's not a village?
Yeah, Hwanghae-do is like a state.
Hwanghae-do is like a state?
Like a state. So what's the city?
Jaerong.
Jaerong? Is that like the capital of the state?
No.
It's a smaller city?
I don't remember that one.
Was it like in a mountain or near water?
There's always a mountain there, especially I remember that. When I was in Kaesong, I was like a...
You're not talking very loud.
I was around like 5-6 years old. I remember when I see one side, there's a mountain, Songhak Mountain. I look there. Also, when I see some other side, I see Manol Elementary School.
Was that the school you went to? Did you go to school?
No, at that time I was so young, I didn't go to school. I think 5 years old, something like that, 5-6
years
old.
Where were your parents born? Did they always live there?
No, North Korea.
No, but I mean, were they from that city?
I guess so. That
or
stadium.
Did they move there before?
No, they were there, so then during the war, we moved to south.
Do you think your grandparents were born in that city?
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Let's move. Can you tell me more about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
It's okay. You don't have to.
No,
then.
When you talk slowly or softly, it doesn't capture it. I lost the first one, remember? We did this before and it didn't capture it.
You were using the disc?
Yeah, this, we should do two at the same time.
What did you ask me?
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child? How were you different from your other brothers and sisters? How would they describe you, for example?
We have many brothers.
Are you the good one? Are you the
just
one?
Were you
the one that got in trouble? Were you the one that helped your parents more?
I'm in the middle, so always I'm just a...
Which one of your children were you like? Were you like me? Or were you like Ben or Erica?
I liked all of them.
No, but we're all kind of different the way we were.
No, everybody has their
So what's your style? What was your style like?
Different talent. So own talent, they're using their own talent. So some part they like that one, some part they like this one. So it's all different.
So what were you like as a child then?
I was more like engineering. I like
when you were a child. When you were a child.
I like to making some like kind of thing like that.
Like what? What do you mean? What were you making as a child?
Like so many things.
Like what? What were you making?
I don't remember now.
Like toys? What were you making? Like things out of wood? During the war,
Korean War, we using the shell.
That's not engineering to explode shell
cases. Mana.
That's just kind of dangerous.
Yeah, we just pull.
I didn't explode shell casings. I don't think anybody would say I'm an engineer.
Not an engineer, but I'm saying we just pull out the shell, then using the powder and play around with the powder, something like that.
But how would your parents? How do you think they describe you? They're like, oh, I have a daughter, Auntie Mary. She's very stubborn. But, you know, she's always working hard to do whatever she thinks is best. And then I have a son, Gene. He studies and he works really hard. Oh, and I have this other son.
Oh, you mean all
of them? How would they say, how did they finish the sentence then? My other son, Charles, what are they
going to
say?
I think he's a good boy. I think everything.
But they would say that about all their children. What is the difference?
He's very patient.
Were you more patient than Jean and Chong brothers. And Chu and
yeah.
Mary?
Mm-hmm.
He's
more patient and very
obedient
to
like brothers
and sisters.
Like my eldest brother and me. Almost
the
same
others
time.
Weren't as obedient. No.
So, Auntie Mary likes me, and Auntie's uncle has wife like to him because he's been very.
Uncle Pez's wife liked him?
Uncle Pez's wife is like his mother because. She was much older when she married
into a
big family.
Oh, yeah.
So
he was still a child.
She liked him.
Were you Uncle Tez's first wife's favorite, what do you call it?
Brother-in-law?
You were the favorite?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to share this. This is for, like, you know, like, 10, 50 years later. So,
but you
for,
do
you know,
it again.
For Ronan, Ronan's not going to, Ronan won't, how will he know anything about his family? He should have a big family tree with pictures for everybody, what city, the story, here, how they met. Otherwise, he has nothing.
I have all the who married who, I have all
the met. Okay, next question. Oh, this is about me. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
You work so hard.
It has to be one memory, though, an exact memory.
You know,
one memory.
When you went to New York, I didn't know you are so strong man, strong girl. So I'm proud of you that my daughter, Julia, because she doesn't care about what kind of job, temporary job she get it. That I surprised also, I'm proud of her. So I know you can be something that I noticed.
You mean when I was trying to finish school and doing lots of
correct.
Weird jobs, working a lot.
Like working with the dog, like gardening and
yeah.
That kind of thing. But you can do it. Yeah, so I said I trust Julia can do any kind of thing, surviving. Now you turn to a very good girl.
What about when I was a child?
You are shy girl.
So
I think you are
memory.
Shy girl.
What's one memory?
Always you study hard, always reading the book. So I remember that way. That's why you went to the good school. What else?
There's lots of questions. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life? You don't have to answer everything if you don't want to.
No, I find out that after all the kids went out, I mean, they get to New York and everybody that get their own, the mom and me left here. Then suddenly I find that I have a problem with my heart. That is a shock. So that's why how to try to survive, but that's all my idea is now. I didn't know my heart is, I thought it's strong, but it's not strong enough.
But at the same time, you've been living with this disease for a decade, more than 15 years since Uncle Zhong, that happened more than 15 years ago.
Because we didn't know that kind of
you've been
ergonomal.
Living for a very long time, very well, very active still, right?
So I have to be more careful how to eat that kind of thing, my eating habit.
I don't think it's eating, it's exercise too, right?
Yeah, but
therapy.
Eating, not only therapy, eating is the most important.
Mm.
If you eat the wrong one...
But you can eat junk food if you exercise. Exercise makes a lot of things cool.
No, if you eat the salty food...
Because you have the medication, though.
Yeah, right away it changes my body, the weight.
If you exercise, it'll make a lot of the bad stuff go away, honestly.
I know.
It's like,
first of all,
it like gives you more room, but it gives you more room. So you don't, if somebody never exercises, they have to always eat perfectly. But if you exercise, you can eat a little bit of junk food. Anyway, now we're just getting off track again. The question was about the most difficult moments. So I think instead of one moment, you're saying it was more like coming to terms and understanding how to live with a disease when you didn't expect it, right?
Right.
Isn't it also like not just the disease, but the fact that your brothers and sisters have it? Isn't that worse? I think that, you know what I mean? I think that would have been the worst part. Your whole family.
Yeah, but at that time my youngest brother passed away. We didn't know what kind of disease.
But that was 10 years ago. Now you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Changes your perspective, what you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you think about things in life, now they've changed.
So after we know, we change the life.
But you were very healthy before.
That's right. That's why you said how to keep that good body condition. That's why I'm learning now.
So you did a lot of exercise today, right?
Yeah.
What kind of exercise did you do today?
Not only exercise,
what did
first
you do?
Of all, intake. First.
Okay, but what did you do today for exercise?
Secondary. I just move around there.
So you walked. That's not exercise.
But I have a job. So
I have a job too. We'll do it after this. Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
This morning.
Oh, yeah,
oh, you did?
Morning.
See, that's all you had to say. Okay.
We did it two times in the morning.
You have to speak. Your voice got a lot quieter this past year. Did you notice that?
It's weaker now.
No, it's because you're not...
No. Sometimes I try to save energy.
Oh. Maybe you should sleep earlier.
If
you don't
I like
sleep enough.
It's just energy, I cannot do it. So I try to...
You sleep less than I do, you and Mom.
So
you know
for like a little bit of energy.
It's amazing how little you sleep.
This morning I did like 1 hour like bicycling. Every morning and the evening time we do bicycle tour.
Oh, that's good.
Twice a day.
Fine. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My wife.
Okay, tell me about it. How has she influenced you or changed you?
Because,
what's different because you married and you this person here?
First of all.
What changed?
she's like my guardian. Before I didn't notice that one, but after I got weak, I find that, wow, this is how we get
together. How has she influenced you specifically? Give me like a something that she did, for example.
Lot of things, like how to do with that, with the people. I don't know how to say. Julia. 여기 뭐 하나 있는데 이거 봐라.
What?
뭐 딱지가 있는데 여기.
Oh, it's a scab.
Why it's always there, one?
Because you picked it.
Sometimes I get one, always a big one. What is that? Sometimes I got all...
Scratched it.
That area always.
Yeah. You should put antibacterial or something. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
When I met the mother, I changed a lot.
How were you different before? What do you mean?
I was a shy boy, shy.
You were shy?
I think I a little bit shy. I couldn't speak.
Mom, was he shy before he met you?
I think yeah.
Really?
What called him shy and...
Then after I met her...
He said was not so confident in front of people.
Uh-huh.
But once he married, faced people or to the social event, he's more confident with me standing by.
Uh-huh.
You
interesting.
You don't understand?
No, I do.
Like
I just never heard him say it.
Yeah,
I understand.
He's like standing.
You have somebody on your team.
Like a decent wife.
Yeah.
Wife is, especially kind of okay looking.
Especially
by him. And he's kind of proud, sort of proud than other people. And then, there's your wife. And then he's like, and then he can start
feels
talking,
more confident.
Feeling more confident.
Interesting.
That's what he said.
So
you think before you married, you weren't as confident, and then after you got married, you became more confident?
Not confident.
Huh?
I didn't know what the other people...
What they do?
They do, but we find that, they're not greater than me.
No.
90% is not greater than me. I say that,
how did meeting mom, why would meeting mom change your mind about that?
I mean, after we open, what do you mean?
But before, what, so mom explained to you that people aren't actually better than you or anything, it's okay? Why did that happen when you met mom?
I think that's one of the reasons because,
can you come over if you're going to talk?
He was kind of shy, and he doesn't really confident himself, but when because I'm the one really knows him better, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm married. And I noticed that he's very talented.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and then he's kind of very smart, but he doesn't know himself.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of noticed that he's very smart, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I said, you know very well why you are acting that way.
Yeah.
When someone says something,
uh-huh.
You were right and
mm-hmm.
kind of things. I always kind of telling him.
Yeah.
Probably
it
made him maybe a little confident.
More
I
like
guess.
Realize
yeah,
that
yeah,
he's
yeah.
actually very
because
smart.
I kept saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my notice that after I married him.
Huh.
Yeah, he is really smart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But he. Didn't know what he was.
Yeah, I think both of my parents are very smart,
yeah.
And that's why all their children are automatically very smart. But I also don't know any engineering.
Also, I think the way he was behaving like that, or he thought about that, because most of his brothers and sister were really like
smart
and also
smart
they
family.
Graduated good school.
Yeah.
But he's the one actually not attend the college
formally
in here.
Yeah.
He just finished the college in Korea, but not
most of the other
siblings actually went to school here.
Yeah.
But he's the one actually not attend. So I asked him why he didn't. He said because his big brother came with his family and he really didn't really, he thought he, and also he, some reason he's responsible taking care of his younger brothers and older brother with the families and sort of he's kind of sacrificed, it's not really sort of, you know.
Helping the family
more. So sort of he has, you know, feeling that he had to do something, I guess.
Right.
So he really didn't have to attend the school and spending time rather than he just go to, you know, work job, get a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, start his life, whatever. That's how I understood. So, and also, all his brother and sister really like, become success. And so that's why he thought maybe he's not smart, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he is not smart because he always comparing with his brother and sister.
The
but then I noticed that
he
is really smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe more than some of his brothers, you know.
I don't think I'm smarter than Eric or Ben, but I did go to the best school.
So nowadays when...
You know what I mean? But I don't think I'm smarter than them, actually. They might be smarter than me. I'm not sure. But I definitely don't think I'm smarter than
them. I don't think we can say who's smart, who's not smart, but generally,
but I'm saying
talented.
We're all very...
It's not like
one of us isn't smart. It's very like... You know?
Above, you know, levels.
I think Ben's really smart, and so is Erica.
Just like him, you know, he's very,
And Ben only went to college.
He knows a lot of places, and he can tell the reason why it happens, and so when we attend with other people, other groups, most of the time people really saying he's very smart.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed it already. So nowadays, people always come and ask and
for
get advice.
And stuff.
He always give advice.
Yeah.
So for instance, we went to a trip cruise last year.
Right, the cruise.
Yeah. Even leader didn't take care of us well.
Uh-oh.
And he thought, oh, there's not much things. But he just kind of walk around and grab the little paper, you know, sort of garbage and then found out some information and then told us, there's some place we can go there. So we went there, you know. All the groups, they thought they didn't have any other activity, so they stayed inside. But we actually, with the group, with him, we went out and found a place and we enjoyed life. And so those groups, this year they said...
Sort of like a leader.
Yeah.
But like not on purpose.
Yeah. It's not just one instant. A lot of times it happens.
Yeah.
So
it seems like people ask for advice a lot.
So they said, this time they said they ask us first.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Kim, are you coming this, you know, trip
can you
this
help
year?
Plan.
If you come, then we'll go. You know, things like that. Yeah. So
kind of responsible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting answer.
That's why I have a good partner.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes I cannot explain, she can do it.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Happiest memory?
Yeah.
I met what I wanted, that girl.
What?
I met the wife.
When you met mom?
That style.
So as soon as you met her, one of your happiest memories?
Sure.
It was like the first moment you saw her.
Uh-huh.
You were like, I'm so happy.
That's all. I'm waiting for that.
She's the one.
Girl.
Well, why? Why did you know it was her?
Because,
how could you tell? You
she's
didn't even talk to her.
Yeah, but I was dreaming, I like to marry this kind of girl. Then suddenly I find it, and that's why.
But, I mean, you didn't even know her. You just
saw
her.
Yeah,
but,
I,
you
know, but when I see her outside looking and they talk a couple times, then it's way... Oh, wow, that's a stylish highlight.
Interesting. That seems kind of scary.
No.
Because you didn't know that much about her then.
Yeah, without knowing me, how are you sure you got the right person?
Yeah.
But I know only when I see a couple talk, then I remember.
Oh, Mom. Just talk really well.
You can tell them you're just just a like beautiful girl and you just stop.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Important lesson?
Yeah.
You know, just I shouldn't work so hard. My point is, I shouldn't work so hard.
Why?
Because I lost my, like, free time because I work so hard that I missed a little bit. Because I haven't completed that one chapter, like selling the house, that kind of thing yet. That's why we have the problem.
So do you think your children work too hard? Or do you think they work enough? Or do you think they need to work more hard?
I think all the kids are working hard. They are.
Do you think sometimes they work too hard, though?
Well, I don't see from here too hard or less. I don't know.
Your children are generally people who work a lot, more than average.
Is that why?
I think so.
Because we are far away here, so I cannot tell.
Yeah.
But when I see them,
work a lot,
when I see them, they're working very hard.
Do you think we should spend more time with family, or?
If it's, that's better, but you have your own future, so do your thing first. Yeah.
I wish Ben spent a little more.
Ben goes on vacation all the time, though. What are your proudest memories, personally and professionally, in your life? Proudest moment.
Oh, I think we have all three kids went to school and get successfully finished the school and get all of their own way. That's I like proud.
Is there any single moment though where you're really proud? Single moment.
You are the one who went to the Columbia with a dreaming school. So I was very proud of that one.
How did you meet Mom?
At the church, she's
visiting. Did somebody introduce you?
Sure, she was visiting church.
Was Mom visiting to meet other men? Why was she visiting? Was it like a matchmaking visit?
No.
Came from Hawaii.
But why did you visit?
This is my friend.
And then you went to church?
Because it's Sunday, so we went to her church.
Who introduced you to Dad? Yeah,
my school friend.
Your friend introduced you?
Yeah,
because he was like, oh, Elaine, this is somebody from church. You should meet. How did it happen?
No, actually, I think he asked my friend.
You said, hey, who's the woman with you? You asked her?
I asked her.
You saw her and then asked her friend, who is this woman? Introduce me.
So naturally, they introduced together.
You know, after church service, we sat down
in the coffee room, and we sit
in the same table, and, you know, naturally we're talking and, you know, eating lunch, and then he offered himself, you want to show the Chicago around.
Oh, as soon as he met you, the first day?
Well, and then after that, we have some special day that somebody's celebrating, so they had to go to a dinner party or something. So I was going together with my friend, and after that, he came and he offered me, and he wanted to show the Sears and whatever or something.
So you spent the next day with him? Monday?
So, yeah, something like that.
Monday?
Before we leave, yeah.
Oh, it was you and your friend?
And then we, I think
wait,
I went out.
The next day I went out with him and he showed me around, yeah, like Michigan Lake and the, yeah.
It was like a date though.
Sort of date, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because then I have, I had to come back to Ohio, so he was single and I was single and he offered, he wanna, you know, take me around the Chicago area, so I did.
You went by yourself with him?
Hmm?
You went by yourself?
Him and I.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then, so you decided to come back? I don't get it. If you're living out of state, how do you even...
I came that time visiting my friend, the reason because I applied a job.
Oh, at White?
New hospital, yeah. The Ravenswood hospital.
Oh, Ravenswood.
Yeah. So then I applied the job, and then I attended the church, and then next day I went out with him, and, you know.
Like an all-day tour?
Yeah, kind of. And then I left, I think, that evening or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you got the job?
And then I got the job.
And then how soon did you move to Chicago after that?
I think about months or something, because I got a job right away.
And then did you call Dad and say, guess what, I moved here?
He kept calling me.
In Ohio?
Yeah, he kept calling, so when I want to come, and you got the job, and, you know, things like that. I just answered, yeah, I got a job, and I am going to move to Chicago, and so I answered, and... So by the time when I moved, he offered himself, he come to all the way there and he wanted to drive.
He went to Ohio?
Yeah, and then drive to Chicago. I said, no, 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 please.
That's
no.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, so I said, no, no, no,
you
please.
You don't even know him very well.
Yeah, I said, I strongly refuse, no. Yeah,
that's
I said yes means, really I said,
yeah.
No, yeah.
You're saying yes to a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, that means I said yes to a lot of
yeah.
meaning. So
yeah.
I said, no, no, please. So he kept asking, you know. I said, please, please don't bother me. I can go by myself.
Wow, after one date. That's amazing. No, it's so funny. I didn't, I don't remember, I don't think I knew this before.
I think she likes me too.
And then he told my friend that he worried because I'm driving myself all the way.
It's, how long is it? Like 10 hours? 6 hours?
Something like 7 hours. Something like that. So I said, no, that's okay, I can come. And so that's how we was beginning.
And then, so after you moved, you were just dating in a couple after that, boyfriend and girlfriend?
And then he kind of, you know, called and then, you know, we kind of date.
And he went to the same church.
Yeah, that's another thing, and so...
How soon after you started dating did you get engaged and married? How long did you date?
I think that year, we, months after, actually...
Months.
So you first meet, then you move a month later to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then we started dating and come to church and, you know, we kind of...
When do you get engaged?
Become, when, after that, his uncle, big uncle, he usually touring around because he's all the children, so lives around the USA. So, at that time, he came to Chicago and then... He said one day he liked to take me to the uncle.
Uh-huh.
So, so that time we were kind of very friendly and, you know, we kind of...
How long after that? 1 month? 2 months?
1 month after we, I think, and then he said he's going to take me to his uncle. So, then and then I knew he is from good family.
You didn't know that before?
I didn't know anything. My friend told me his uncle is a so-and-so, and you never know if you come from far from the Korea, you don't know where this from.
Yeah.
From what kind of family? You don't know anything, right?
No, I guess
but
not.
But then I know exactly where he came from because his uncle is a so-and-so and this and that. I said, well, at least he's a good family, you know. And then he wanted to take me to his uncle. okay, so we went to dinner. That's his cousin's house.
Uh-huh.
So he, we talk, you know, we had a good evening and together, and I think he liked me.
The uncle.
Yeah, he liked me, and then I think after that, I guess I have the letter, special letter he sent to him.
Oh, about how he liked you?
Yeah, I have still kept there. Very interesting letter. He's a good writer. He sent a letter to him. And what in the letter he said, he had a good impression from me, and then the way he got information from me, because I came from Ohio, what church I attend, and I was talking about my grandfather. He was kind of asking a little bit about that, so I gave a little bit of information, and then he checked everything.
He did a background check. He asked his friends to check.
He called the church, talked with the minister.
Wow, that's really intense.
Yeah, I didn't know. He never said nothing. And then later
on. I didn't check.
No, your uncle checked.
His uncle.
Your uncle checked.
Because later on, after we married, he showed me the letter.
Wow.
When I read, he said, I talked with the minister, so on, so on, and
do a report.
Yeah, and then got a good information and how he was doing very well over there and blah, blah, blah. So, and then with...
I'm not going to catch you.
So with all that information, he kept telling him he should get married with her. You know, which... What is it?
You have to sit within 6 to 12 inches of the recorder.
So... Why do you keep asking?
Because it's not going to capture your voice. Why are you saying this if it's not recording?
I speak loud enough.
There's no good microphone on this, okay. You know.
Anyway, so he said,
he said,
next time he's coming, September. After September, he may not come back for another year or something.
Uh-huh.
So September, he set the date. That way, he's going to tell all his family who lives in USA, about 48 people, whole family, at that time.
Oh, you mean to get married in September?
He want us to get married.
That's the same year you got met. Right?
Yeah, yeah. He kept asking that day, he want us to get married because
uh-huh.
He's going to announce all the family member
uh-huh.
because he's coming to Chicago at that time.
Uh-huh.
So... He said, okay, we agree.
Wait, the uncle asked for you two to get married? Or
we
dad?
Were thinking, yeah, we were already thinking maybe, we were thinking...
Seriously?
We
you
know each other. We know each other. And
did you talk about it before?
I guess sort of. He knew and we also talked. And so, but he is really like, he is more likely... aggressive.
Yeah, that sounds like very aggressive.
Yeah. He told in the letter even said that you should really hold on.
Grab her.
Yeah. You shouldn't lose her or something. The letter said. I think that's why he.
When
said,
did you go
that's
to
why
Minnesota?
He set the date.
Oh, to make sure.
Make sure.
When
yeah.
did you go to Minnesota then? Before, right? Auntie Mary talked
Before that, they really was like
in the summer.
They were all excited. They all say, Uncle met somebody and, you know, they're going to get married and keep calling when you want to come. And so finally he said that
we
should go. We
have to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting story. When did you realize you wanted to be together as a couple? Right away?
I don't think it's not right away.
When did you realize?
I know he's a very nice guy, but then not right away.
When did you realize?
I have to know
when
him.
When did you realize that you're going to marry? Why did you think, okay, now I know. This is the
he's
right.
He's very diligent and very honest and very practical. When he comes, not like other guys, like not like that. He comes when he comes to my apartment. He always like a grow instead of flower. like food and drink.
Yeah. No flowers.
No flowers.
And bring you
like
food.
Something really like a
practical
thing, you know.
Yeah.
And so, okay, this guy is really practically, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows how to live and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I come more like sure, and he is really nice person to be a husband. He knows how to take care of women, and, you know, and he's really nice. And he has a very nice voice. Long time ago, we were using telephone a lot, right? His voice is really nice voice, too.
It's important. I don't really like it. If somebody has a bad voice, it's very annoying to me. I can't handle
it.
You
have a good impression with a good voice.
If a guy has a high, weird voice,
I
can't.
It's kind of very,
It's like a needle or something. Okay. Describe your marriage proposal. How did you propose marriage?
What do you mean? I like her, so...
So what did you do?
Let's get married.
You just said during dinner? How did you do it? Did
let's
you give
married,
her a ring?
I did.
Did you have... Did you go to the park? What did... How did you propose... How did he propose marriage? Give me the memory. How did it happen?
He took me the... Michigan Lake, the lighthouse.
Uh-huh. There's a
all
lighthouse?
All the way to the lighthouse, and he asked me...
Did you walk
you
up the lighthouse?
Me? Would you marry me?
Outside up? The lighthouse?
Yeah, the lighthouse in Michigan Lake, there you
I
see
don't know
the, there's a lighting house.
Oh, okay.
Michigan Lake.
Uh-huh.
Big lighting house with all the walk to all the way to the end and the lighthouse. There is
so you walked there?
Yeah, because that time we lived in Chicago around.
Didn't you know he was gonna ask you that time? Or was it a little bit of a surprise?
I didn't really know that thing he's gonna do it. I know he's
gonna
do it.
Did he get down on one knee?
Huh?
Did he, like, you know, American style, go down on his knees?
No.
He kneeled out?
Yeah.
Did he need to kneel out?
He said no.
I don't even kneel out.
No, Korean style you don't do.
What's Korean style?
We never kneel
you
down.
You just ask.
Yeah.
American style kneel down?
A man has to get on his knees.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think
it's like they have to like beg, kind of.
Why?
I don't know. That's just the style for some reason. It's very weird. Can you tell me about your wedding day? And what about your honeymoon?
What about?
I'm asking you. I don't know anything. Tell me about your wedding day.
Exciting. A lot of people came and we were celebrating. I was a little bit kind of sad because my family didn't attend.
Yeah.
But since they have a big family, it was okay. I feel kind of a little sad.
Anything else you remember?
Wedding day?
Yeah.
A lot of young men and young women came to the wedding and like a Korean style, they beat the husband.
What, they beat a husband?
Sort of culture.
They meet husband, you mean?
They beat him until they get the money or something.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, culture.
So they were beating him?
Yeah, he put like upside down and beat his feet and, you know, get the... money or something in the culture. That way they're going to give money to the friend.
I see.
Yeah.
I've never seen
sort
that.
Of culture. So they, so sort of
culture. What about your honeymoon?
Honeymoon, we went to Smoky Mountain.
Where are the Smoky Mountains? Is that the southeast,
Smoky
Tennessee?
Smoky Mountain is the, who is it, those, where is it, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Tennessee, yeah.
So like a
it's
national
nice.
Park?
Yeah, something like that. It's nice.
Did you go camping? Like camping?
Not real camping, but like we went to the mountain and, you know, we kind of tours and, yeah.
Okay, I need you to pay attention. Can you tell me about the day I was born?
The day I was born?
I was born.
Oh, Yeah. What? The question is, can